Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. My name's Hayden, and I'm joined, as always, by Cass Page. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing so well. It's nice to not be forgotten.
Do I often forget you?
No, I guess I should have said it's nice to be remembered.
That's the similar.
It is similar,
sentiment.
But if I had said it's nice to be remembered, I don't think you would have said, do I often forget you?
Yeah, that's true. Hmm. And we're joined by, what's her name?
It is good to be remembered.
Zoe B! And today we're talking mud.
Mud, mud, mud.
Best kind of mud?
Cass does have an answer to this.
Yeah.
What, do you guys not?
I feel like mud is never, I never come across mud in my life. I'm not a mud guy.
Hayden got stuck in mud once.
What?
Yeah.
As a child. As a fully grown adult in my line of work.
Podcasting.
No mud. I'm not around mud.
No, but I feel like, yeah, the mud that you got stuck in is my favorite kind of mug. Mud.
Mug.
Mug. Because you can get the mud that's just dirt mixed with water. And I know that's technically what mud is. But sometimes, you know, when sometimes you're touching the mud and you're like, someone's just knocked this up. Someone's just knocked this up. Like, someone's knocked this together.
They just got some dirt. Added some water.
Yeah, well,
that's not the same.
Done. No, it's not. It's not the same.
It's sometimes. A slurry, maybe. What's that? What's a slurry?
It's just wet dirt at this point.
Yeah, it's like
that's not mud. That's wet dirt.
I guess that it could technically be mud, but I'm looking at it and I'm like, this just feels like you've added wet to dry and you've called it a day. You've not let the mud happen outside.
And wait, where are you getting like pre-made mud? What situation are you in where you're dealing with fake mud?
The dirt.
Oh, okay.
I've never...
So nature is someone who's wetting the dirt. It's not someone in a factory.
Oh, but like maybe
mud factory.
You've poured water onto dirt or something. Like maybe there's hose on outside.
Yeah, you did gardening.
Yeah, yeah. There's like you have brought the wet onto the dry or maybe it's rained.
So
it could be nature.
So that doesn't...
So what is the good mud is the question.
The good mud is when it's been sitting for ages and it's almost like a goo.
Yeah, and it's got some kind of culture to it.
Yeah, and like you can run your fingers through it and it almost feels smooth.
Perma-mud. The mud that's always mud.
Yeah, perma-mud. And it is always mud. And it can get like wetter or drier or whatever, but like it feels like the state that it wants to be in is goo.
Mud. That's
it's muddy,
state.
It's mud,
it gets
it's
that,
goo.
Like the next step from that is when it gets like thick on the top.
Yeah, and it like
got
almost
a crust
goes
going.
To crust and then you can pierce that crust. That's
yeah.
And then you fall into the depths of the mud.
So that is what happened to Hayden and that is my favorite kind of
mud. I got
mud.
Fully
despite
mud.
Despite
bogged.
What it did
what do you
to
call
you?
It? Bogged. Yeah.
Yeah, bogged.
That was scary.
It was really...
in a dried out lake bed.
Yeah.
How long were you stuck in there for?
It felt not long. It was Lake Eildon and it was at that point there was literally no water in the lake and you go there now and it's full of water. Which is nice.
It's very nice.
But it's back.
Yeah.
We missed it.
And soon I'm sure it will flood.
I like taking showers for more than a minute.
Yeah.
Remember showering with buckets?
Do you remember the timer in the shower?
Oh, man, that was brutal. A four-minute shower was maximum because Victoria's very strict water restrictions.
Yeah, or you'd have to, like, wash your hair in the sink.
Yeah, I never wash my hair in the sink.
I do lots of stuff to my hair, so it was, like, head underwater, wet hair, shampoo hair.
No, fair enough.
Why didn't you just do that in the shower but with the same method?
Because there's more water coming out of the shower.
That's true, than a tap.
Or you like wet your hair, turn the shower
off.
Wait,
is there?
Yeah.
It's just spread out a bit more.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a plumber.
It's good we're not in a drought, but I think we will be soon. That'll be fun for us.
Well,
we.
Oh, she's a little pig on her way home.
You said we. That's very funny.
We'll be good at it.
Yes, we will be good at it.
We're trained at this point.
We are. Mm. Yeah, Hayden fell into a lot of mud in that dry plate because all of the land looked cracked.
It looked like dry, cracked earth, which I guess it was, but the first 5 centimetres was that, and then underneath was thick goo.
Yeah, really.
How deep in did you fall?
Like shin deep. I wasn't up to my waist.
Yeah. You were up to, I feel like
bottom of the knee at the deepest.
It was really deep.
It was not.
Maybe you were just little.
But that horse and never ending story. Slowly getting deeper and deeper, and the more I struggled,
you did lose an orthotic.
I did not lose an orthotic.
You pulled it back out.
So much with this story.
Why did you have orthotics as a children?
Because I had bad feet. I had flat feet. It was preemptive, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And now my feet aren't that bad.
Yeah, that's actually good. And I got fucked up feet for a while there because I knew Hayden's feet were bad, and then I assumed because we were related, I'd have the same feet.
My feet roll in. I have low arches.
Yeah.
And so I was like rolling my ankles in and walking on like the inside of my foot too much.
Mm. And I found out about that and started walking on the outside of my foot. And then I gave myself bunyets, which are like bunions on the outside of your feet. And I went to a podiatrist and he was like, why you walk like that?
Yeah,
like,
aren't you supposed to?
Yeah,
Hayden got in trouble for not doing this. Yeah, so it's definitely not up to my waist. I was, I think, maybe knee, maybe the bottom of my knee. And my shoe got stuck. I could pull my foot out and my shoe got ripped off, and I had to go deep in the mud to pull it out. So I had mud covered. I was covered in mud, but yeah. I wasn't waist deep.
We did get in trouble for it.
We did get a little.
We had specifically been told not to get dirty.
Yeah.
When we went out to the lake.
Oh, that's a cool thing to make children promise.
Yeah, and we got so dirty.
Oh my god,
this is so much worse than I imagined.
It was like fully scary as well.
It was really scary.
It was like
because the only frame of reference you'd had up until that point was quicksand.
Yeah, it was like quicksand. And like we had to find I think we tied a tire to a rope and then like a life preserver, like one of those life like rings on old ships they throw out. So yeah, to climb on that, spread my weight out so I wouldn't, because it was like you didn't know which bit was secretly, because it all looked the same. It all looked like the cracked stuff, and most of it was dry, solid, and then you didn't know where the mud was. It was crazy.
Because there were four of us. I think, I don't know if you were the first one in, but then
I was certainly the muddiest.
Oh yeah, you got sunk the deepest. One of us went out.
I think
to
it's because
I
struggled so much.
It's probably the struggling. Someone went out to help you. They also started getting bogged. So we're like, me and the other girl were like, we can't go any further. And then we found a tire. But like, you have to, climb onto the tire out of there. And we're like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to sneak around the back of the house because all of us at this point are covered
in
mud.
It's thick, like grey brown mud. Yeah. It's river mud.
We got yelled at. We tried to sneak around the house and wet ourselves with a hose so that no one could see that we got dirty.
Yeah.
The wet will fix.
We just got wet. It was different.
Yeah.
We went for a quick dip
said,
and there's lake there was
no
water.
You said not to get dirty. We are clean, but wet.
Our friend's mum yelled at us a lot.
Yeah. That's good.
Unfair.
It's good when other mums yell at kids that aren't theirs.
I like it. I think if there's a kid around and there's an adult around, yell at the kid.
I feel like one of my childhood traumas is from being yelled. Not trauma. Just some of those memories that when you're laying in bed at like 3 a.m. and you can't fall asleep and your brain's like, hey, remember this time? Gross.
I do remember that time.
May I sleep now, please?
No.
I've got
many more for you.
Okie dokie.
Think about this memory that makes you slightly uncomfortable for a couple hours.
So you got yelled at by a...
I got yelled at by a friend's mum for... They had renovated at one point, like recently. They had renovated. And when I came back to hang out at their house, I went into the bathroom that I've always known as the bathroom. And the mum was like, excuse me, that's actually our ensuite now. You have to use this other bathroom. And I was like, what? And she was like, it's not for you. And I was like, but I've always used, I'm four. I'm like, this is the toilet that I know is a toilet.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Tell off a four-year-old. That lady also pulled out one of my own teeth.
What?
Why did you say my own? I would have known what you said if you meant, if what?
If you just said my tooth. But was it one of your teeth or one of your friend's teeth? that you happen to own? Was it loose or was this some kind of torture
loose.
Thing?
It was loose. Like, it was my first tooth, and I was really apprehensive about
pulling it. It's rude of them to take it away from you.
I was very apprehensive about pulling it out.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. You're not meant to do that.
I'm not meant to do
it. Well, you're kind of meant to do it a bit.
You meant to pull it, like...
If it's really loose.
So this lady stuck her hand in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yanked the tooth, only got it half out. So then it could do this thing... Where I could, it was...
Oh, you can flip it?
I could flip
and
it.
And touch underneath?
And touch underneath, which was gross.
That
and
is
then,
gross.
Like, a day later, I lost it eating some McDonald's.
Yeah.
Nice.
But that lady just, like, stuck her hand in my mouth. Mums are weird.
Mums are weird.
Other people's mums are weird.
My mum, normal.
Yeah, our mum normal.
Never stuck a hand in my mouth.
Yeah.
I feel like mums can stick hands in mouths. That's part of it. You got to stick your hand in all sorts of places when you're a parent, I think.
Well, I feel like you can say that because you own a cat. You're
what?
A parent who sticks hand
I gotta
in
tell
mouth.
You, I have not stuck anything anywhere near my cat. Not dealing with anything.
You've never picked something up and you've never been like, oi, oi, oi.
Not really.
Never had to give her a tablet?
No, we get the vet to do that because they have the proper applicator. They've got like a whole system that I don't have.
No, what you need to do, right, get them in a headlock. You're gonna pry open their mouth.
Oh, yes.
You're gonna yeet in the tablet.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna have, preemptively, a syringe filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna fill their mouth up with water, shut their mouth and hold it till they swallow.
Yeah, see, I like to get the vet to do that because then the cat won't hate me. It will hate
my
the
cat
vet.
Loves me fine.
Yeah. But they have like a thing, it's like a really long stick. Almost like a tampon applicator, but like way longer and just like open the mouth, and it's like already in the back of their throat, and they're like, what the fuck just happened? Oh, well, I guess I'm fine. I like that.
That's good. So then they just hate the vet and scream in the car.
Yeah, but then they're happy that they're gone and it's all good. You got to, move the trauma to someone else. I don't want that.
Maybe that's why other people's mums are so strange.
Yeah, maybe.
It's our mums making deals.
Yeah.
Be like, you got to yell, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I can't.
I got to live with him.
Yeah, you got to tell Zoe about the toilet. I can't. I can't bring
you
myself.
You got to be the bad guy here.
Yeah.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you guys want to know? Actually, wait, you had mud.
Yeah.
You had mud.
I had mud so recently. I'm going to take over some Cass facts.
Oh, you got Cass mud?
Well, I got mud experience.
You got mud experience,
I'm
sure.
Deferring my mud facts to Zoe, who has
okay,
firsthand.
Lazy,
she actually
but
has
okay.
lived experience with mud.
I actually it's prepared a impressive. Whole thing about my mud thing, but that's fine. You
can go first.
No, it's fine. It's mine. It's fine. You can. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Well, he said it's fine. So.
He did say it's fine.
He did say it's fine. So I recently had a mud wrap, which rules.
That does rule.
Oh, my God.
It's so much fun. It's so
what color mud? What kind of mud?
It was pink mud. So like a clayey mud.
Oh.
So they exfoliated my full body.
Pink mud.
With what?
Is that naturally pink? What's the by?
I don't
is
know.
It pink?
I don't
it's
know.
Not bright pink.
It's not bright pink. It's like,
I always
a
imagine
clay,
like
a clay pink.
Okay. I guess so.
You know pink clay.
I don't.
No?
Okay. I don't know pink clay.
I'll buy you a
it's like a blush.
Pink. Yeah.
A blush.
And like a dusty pink.
That's kind of what I was imagining, I think.
Good. Not a hot pink.
Where do you get it from?
The earth.
Ah, cool.
Dug around.
Yeah, I'll buy you some. It'll be fun when you get back.
Like a tub?
No, not a tub. I'll buy you like a little face mask of it.
Mm. Is it expensive?
A
it should
mask?
Be cheap. Mud.
Dirt cheap.
It should be. Is it?
It's filled with minerals and stuff that are good for your skin, so.
Yeah, but is it expensive?
Not, No? Like, how much is a face mask?
How much is a tub of mud?
It's not bad. I've bought a tub of pink clay before and it's just dust and you just mix water with it.
But that's not real mud, you said. That goes against your whole thing.
It does.
That's counterfeit mud.
So I don't know where to buy fresh mud from the earth.
I think by the time it gets to it would get to you, it would be dirt again. So you've got to add water back to it.
That makes sense, I suppose. Why were you covered in mud?
So I had a full exfoliation, and then I had a mud wrap where they slathered me in pink mud, and then wrapped me up in a little cocoon.
Oh,
and then just gave me a head massage and a facial, and then they made me flip, and they gave me a neck massage and a back massage.
That sounds so good.
It was so relaxing. It was the nicest thing I've ever done for myself. And I am not, as much as I'm like, oh, a spa weekend, I can't afford a spa weekend.
It's so expensive.
It's so expensive for what they are.
Mm.
And like, don't get me wrong, I love relaxing, but I also love $1,000. So.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to treat myself.
Wait, it's $1,000?
Yeah.
For a spa weekend is $1,000?
Ish, yeah.
That's
really?
Crazy. That's way more than I thought.
Well, do you want to? We're going to go to the spa.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to pay entry into the spa. And then.
Then you got to stay at the spa.
Then you stay at the spa.
Spa weekend. What about a spa day where spa I can drive home?
500. Because how much are you going to pay for that? You're going to pay for the. Because you're going to get entry into
the spa.
It'd be
so worth it, though. You'd feel so good.
Yeah. All this stuff is then. Like, you got to pay for this stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I'm getting a scalp massage, I'd be like, you know what? Just have full access to my bank account the whole time you're doing this. I don't care. This feels so good. You'd be like, just drain the bank account as fast as you can while scalp massaging me, and that's good value. That's how good it feels.
$1,000,000 for a scalp massage. It was. Very...
I mean, I don't have that much money in my account. That's where I get you. I've only got $40 in there, so drain it as much as you want.
Man, he's going into the negatives.
Oh, shit, I forgot you could do that.
I'm
ruined.
It's a pretty luxurious experience that I really shelled out for it and, like, gave myself the treat of. Because we all deserve it sometimes.
We all deserve it sometimes.
And it was pretty good. It was two hours in a dark room where just this lady rubbed my whole body, and it was awesome, and I'd never felt softer in my life.
Yeah.
And the mud... I don't know what the mud did, man, but the mud fucking cured my back knee.
Whoa. All right. Do you reckon it pulls thing out of you or put thing
does.
In you?
I don't know what it did, but I had had my period the week before, and I don't know why, and it's never happened before, but I got so many juicy fat pimples on my back. Like the type of pimple that I'd be like, what's that on my back? And I'd reach and then all of a sudden there was pus on my hand.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, I forget you guys are gross. I thought it was great. Personally was like, oh, cool. Pops
yeah, pimples. We're gross. Okay.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah. But I'll show you I won't show you the pimples, but I've got like the discoloration of where they used to be.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
So I had like, anyway, it was a bad skin week for Miss Zoe B and I was not having a time. And I'd already booked this and I was like, that's so embarrassing. I'm going to go and have like a pimply back and they're just going to judge me. They don't care. I forgot to shave my legs forgot. And it wasn't until like 2 days later where I was like, yeah.
They're just flying through bodies, right? They'd see everything.
I was my body just can't be the worst body that they've
can't
seen.
Be.
I just don't even think it could be bad. Like, I feel like once you've seen 3 human bodies in your life, you're like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
They really aren't the same as each other, are they?
Yeah.
Nothing's the same. Even, like, because I got a tum, like, my tum got, like, exfoliated and then covered in mud.
That's nice.
It was real nice.
A tummy
real,
rub?
A little tummy rub. I felt like a little otter.
Yeah.
But it was, like I'm a big gal, and it was, like, jiggling, and I was like, oh, no. And then I was just so relaxed. I was like, she doesn't care. I don't care.
She does not care at all.
And also, like, in the other context where people are touching my body is, like, I want them to find me sexy. In a situation where I'm just getting a massage, I'm like, I ain't trying to fuck you.
I don't care. I'm paying you.
Yeah. So it was, super nice, super luxurious. The thing that got me... there's two things. The first one is that...
Is this encapsulated in A or is this...
there's two things. But A, that getting a massage when you're a person with anxiety is an insane thing to do. Because for the first 20 minutes I sat there and was like, you fucking better just relax. Just relax. Your body.
You're paying so much money for this. You have to relax.
Enjoy it.
But then
don't
also,
ruin this for yourself
on the flip
again.
Side, I was like, do not fall asleep. Do not get so relaxed that you fall asleep and sleep through this massage.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Did you find yourself in the sweet spot eventually?
I did eventually get into the sweet spot about like half an hour in.
Was it you could fall asleep, but you're not gonna?
Yeah, I was like enjoying it too much. Just so lovely. They gave me a foot massage, which I desperately did not realize that I needed, but fuck, it was good. But the thing that I found the funniest from the whole event was that I rocked up, and because I'd never done it before, I wasn't sure what to expect. I had, like, human decency.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, other than that, didn't know what – I was like, I will shower before I go. That seems like a nice thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
A decent thing.
That seems correct.
And then I got there – and the lady was like, okay, so we're going to – you're going to get stripped down. You're just going to go into your undies. You're going to take your bra off. It's just going to be you and your undies. And I was wearing underpants that went up to my titties and was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Because, you know, there's underpants that you wear. There's underpants.
There's underpants.
And then there's underpants that look good under clothes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The underpants are for – looking at or being a secret.
Yes.
Yep.
One of them, it's like that Bridget Jones thing where she's trying on the Spanx and she's like, am I going to, like, if someone sees these, like, they're not going to be sexy. But I increase my chances of being sexy if I'm wearing these massive underpants.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I was kind of wearing an outfit that day that required big old underpants that hold everything up and in. And I was like, oh, no, I have not thought this through at all. And the lady was like, and so if you don't feel comfortable, like if you don't want to get the mud on your underpants, because the mud is pink, by the way, and it will be on your underpants until you take off, like until you get changed. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm. I made plans directly after this, so I don't have an opportunity to go home and change. Interesting. And she was like, the option that we could supply you is a disposable G-string.
Ooh.
Nice.
Are they made of paper?
They're made of that papery... fabric-y thing that you get at the hospital.
It's like a face mask?
Yeah, kind of like
thinner
that.
And
thinner and a little
like
bit more
layer.
And it's also kind of fuzzy. Like, it has like a fuzz about it.
Yeah, one layer of a face mask. The inside layer of a face mask.
Yeah. Pretty see-through.
And I thought I'd been polite and shaved my bikini line, did not attack the middle pubes. I was like, fuck, made a mistake. Should have just gone full bear. But that's fine.
They're full bear.
Full bear. Bear. Like...
Oh,
not B E A R. No.
I was like, aren't they called a beaver?
They're full bear. They're full bear at the moment with the amount of hair that's on it, maybe. So I got given these disposable G strings to put on, and I was like, fantastic, that'll do. Won't get mud on my underpants. A weird situation I haven't thought about being in ever.
Yeah.
Had my massage, relaxed a shit ton, had a great time. At the end of it, I was putting my clothes back on, gonna have my little G-string, put my regular giant underpants back on, and looked around for a bin.
Disposable.
There is no bin.
Well, why would there be?
Why would there be a bin? You fucking idiot.
Mm.
And so I didn't want to just leave them there because that felt horrible to do.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
no.
do that. No, that's a sign of a sociopath.
Well, so what do you do? Just leave them on the bench of
Fold
the locker room
nice.
Or something?
I didn't know what to do. So I was like, well, the only thing I could
just hand them
of,
to someone at reception.
Thank you. The only thing I could, like, the only logical, the only thing you can do in that situation, I just shoved them in my purse.
Purse, yeah. Mm.
And I was like, that's fine. I've got it. I'll sort it out later. Immediately afterwards, I was hanging out with my sister-in-law. And I was like, oh, no, I need to dispose of these.
Yeah.
But not in it. I also just can't put them in a public bin. That feels.
I think you can.
You can.
I think you can, but perverts.
Yeah.
I don't think a pervert's.
I don't think a pervert knows that. I just. It just felt weird to, like.
They have
even,
a sixth sense about these things.
Yeah. It just felt weird to even put them in, like, a communal bin. I was like, I have to take these home and put them in my own.
They should be
bin.
Burned or.
Yeah.
Well, shredded
all right,
or something.
All right. What
yeah,
are
paper
you
shredder.
So you've owned your underwear for so long, it's time to throw them out. What's mm-hmm. what's the situation there for you guys?
I put them in the bin that is next to my underwear drawer by coincidence.
Oh.
It's not strictly for underwear.
And then how do you dispose of that bin?
I put them in the normal bin.
Yeah,
I think you can probably recycle them or something.
No,
but
I looked this up.
Yeah, I feel like I tried to recycle them once and it was like, yeah, no one does it because it's a massive hygiene issue. Like, well, you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah. I tried to look it up for textile recycling because I'm like, you know, if they break them down and redo them. Mm. But no, if they're in like exceptional nick and you somehow have brand new underwear, like you can donate them because that's like an item that a lot of places really need.
Yeah, of course.
But if they are in less than that, that's just a rubbish.
Yeah.
That's just a rubbish
bin,
thing.
Unfortunately.
So I always feel so uncomfortable putting them in the bin. Like, I don't know. I would rather just have a bag full of tampons to throw out than like a bag full of underwear for some, like, use tampons, obviously, guys.
Yeah, you're not just putting freshies in the bin.
I'm not a monster.
No, I've just got a bag full of used tampons.
That's how
I'm collecting them.
I need them. Anyway, so I put him, I got in my car and I was like, fuck, shoved it under the back of my seat.
Right.
And I was like,
okay.
And I will, it's now in the back of the car. I'm just.
Therefore, problem solved.
I can't see it. And the person in
I can't
front
see
seat.
It. And I won't be able to see it for ages.
Until
therefore,
I clean my car, yeah. Which I haven't done in years.
Yeah.
So.
Could be any day now.
It could be. It won't.
Do you ever make more of a mess and think maybe this will be the thing that encourages me to clean finally?
My dad mentioned it this week when we were going for a drive and he was like, your car's fucking filthy. And I was like, yeah, no, I probably should. I don't know. And he's like, yeah, there's just more places for spiders to hide. And I was like,
oh, that's good.
Oh, you hate yeah. spiders.
That's a good. I was like, that's the only thing that makes me want to kind of clean my car.
Yeah, animals in the car.
I haven't done it yet.
How long ago did he suggest that?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I cleaned
time.
A car today. It's all. I love it. I really don't like cleaning in general, but cleaning a car, there's something very satisfying about it. You open all the doors and you get the vacuum cleaner in there and you spray it down. Oh, yeah.
Spray it?
Not the inside.
Oh.
You close the doors for that bit.
Well, do you know the servo at the end of the road from here
yeah.
has like a car wash for like $7?
Yeah.
Really?
It rules. I go there like every summer. I'll go there twice, I think, to be like, clean car. I'll
like
wash
a,
the
like a drive-through one? Or?
Yeah, drive-through one.
Yeah. Just wind the windows down.
Yeah. To continue on with my story, because it does get stupid. I shoved
it. Yeah, it was normal.
It was
until
normal. So I shoved it behind under the little footwell in the back. I was like, I'm fine. Problem solved. The thought process was, when I get home, I'll chuck these in the bin.
Perfect.
I can't park my car right next to the bin. I was like, no one will see my weird underwear situation.
Yeah.
The other thought process was, sell them. Funny for the bit.
Make some of that weekend back.
Yeah. If I can, for every massage I get, if I can make the same amount of money
on the disposable,
underwear, that's net zero. I'm super happy to do that.
Free massage. That's a really
that's
good
a free
point.
Massage.
I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
That's economics, baby.
I can't imagine not doing that.
It's a genius move. So yeah. I foolishly shoved them in the back seat of my car. Didn't think anything of it. Went out, told my sister-in-law this. Like, I was like, funny little story, and I've shoved it in the backseat of the car because I don't know what to do. And she was like, that's so funny and silly. Being a woman's weird.
Mm.
And I didn't think anything of it until the end of dinner. We met up with my parents and my brother, her partner, for dinner. After dinner, I was like, hey, Ari, come to the car and we'll grab all the stuff your girlfriend bought and get it. You can take it home.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't drive. They didn't drive. They were going to have to catch the train home. My dad very politely was like, oh, I'll drive him home. It's all right. Zoe, I'll take your car because your car's full of the stuff. And I was like, sure, and handed my keys and went home. And it wasn't until I was laying in bed about 25 minutes later when my brain was like,
the undies!
And when my dad got home, I went to go grab my shopping out of the back seat and just recon like where the undies had ended up. My brother got to sit there at his feet with just like... dispose. I don't think he noticed. I will never bring it up with him. I'll bring it up on this podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
He just had to like go this ride home just with like a pair of disposable that had gotten full up my crack.
Yeah, and also that had been quite discolored.
Yeah, and covered in mud
from a thing that he didn't know why that would have been that color. Good.
I think
the
thing that could be saving you is that, like, I feel like a disposable G-string, because it has that weird fabric, it doesn't really look like one.
It doesn't. It looks like, it's just like a mess hairnet. A hairnet that's bunched up in the back seat.
I once got a massage and they were like, oh, you have to wear the underwear. And
so
I got like the hairnet, but like just like it wasn't a G-string. It was like a full underwear, like a Y-front thing, but just with this see-through horrible material.
Just the boys mushed up.
Yeah, it was loose. There was no mushing.
Okay, that's
they were free to dangle.
I would have been terrified.
Yeah, and then it was like they handed it to me. Oh, go get change, put these on. It's like, oh, no. I don't want to. And the person massage was like a woman. I'm like, well, it's probably fine. She asked me to. Yeah. It's part of it, I guess.
Or I can understand, and this is fucked up, but like I could understand a masseur being like, well, you have to do it because like, I don't know how fucking gross your undies are.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. I get
this,
it.
This is the better option.
But I just remember being in the change room looking at them being like, oh, no.
I had to wear those for a surgery.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, putting them on and being like, no, this is embarrassing.
What's
like,
the point of wearing these? But also if I take them off, how embarrassing. No, make it.
My dignity.
I know. I had like one of those gowns where it like opened at the bum anyway. And I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm covering by putting these on. Like, they're like, the breeze blows open. There's no secrets here.
Should we give, instead of hospital gowns, like those terry toweling robes?
Ooh.
That would be good.
Oh, yeah. Like, we should combine the spa and hospital experience. Like,
that's clever.
First person comes in.
Spa-spital.
Like, they get
spa-spital.
They give you a full body exfoliation. They give you a mud wrap. They unwrap the mud.
Yeah.
Then the next doctor comes in. Yeah. They come in with a scalpel. The meat is tender.
Yeah. You got to admit, though, this only works for surgeries you have to book in. This does not work in an emergency room.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, if you book in
an emergency day surgery. Yeah, just do it the other way around. Take the pole out of their tummy, sew them up, then you give them a quick clean, then off to the spa. Hey, mate, you've had a rough one. You got to relax. You had a whole pole through you.
That'd be good. So I guess you wouldn't be able to do some of the stuff on the scar itself, but then you could maybe...
I don't even know if it's a scar at this point. I think it's an open wound.
Yeah, well, they could do the scalp massage then.
Yeah, a scalp massage. If you didn't hurt your head.
Maybe if you have to have a surgery where they cut you open, maybe they give you, like, a haircut.
Every surgery?
What
surgery is
keyhole surgery doesn't...
That's still cutting you open.
That is true. But, like, with a non-emergency surgery, they can do make your skin nice and then cut it up.
Yeah, okay.
But with an
Why
emergency,
would you do it that way?
They're going to have to...
Which so I think... No, I think both ways you got to do it. No, you've got to... You got to do it in reverse anyway because nothing's worse than when you wake up from surgery and you're just fucking covered in betadine.
Yeah.
And you're gross after a surgery.
You are kind of gross after a surgery.
You want to spa after a surgery.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. It should be the other way around.
It should be the other way around.
Okay.
That makes sense. Or maybe you do a bit of bookending. You're like, come in, hey, do like a quick little seaweed wrap or something. Something like, you know, not intensive.
We're just
going to
offer
some cucumber water.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be nice, especially if you get cut open and shut again. Mm. Make the skin nice for it.
Yeah.
So like your skin's like all, it's moisturized,
I don't know if that's
hydrated.
A problem that surgeons have. It's like, oh, this guy's got dry skin. I can't perform my appendectomy or whatever it's called. Would you guys like to hear some mud history?
Yeah, yes. When did they invent mud?
Well, this is the history of baseball rubbin' mud.
Ooh,
rubbin'
you know
mud?
About rubbin' mud?
No.
So basically in baseball, in America, well, I guess all baseball, the baseball comes out from the factory real shiny and smooth to the point where it affects baseball play. It's too shiny.
Don't make them that way then.
Well, that's probably the answer.
Isn't
but,
it like cricketers who have to rub the thing on their shorts?
Yeah, the cricket ball, they rub it so it's not... I think it's the opposite. I think they try to make it shiny.
Yeah, they're trying to get the dirt off because it's just been on the ground.
Well, this is the exact opposite. So baseballers, it's too shiny so they get custom mud to rub on.
Ooh,
it.
What? Was the ground mud not good enough for them?
Correct. Yeah. So there's this specific mud from, I think, a somewhat secret location that one person harvests and sells that mud to all of the Major League Baseball in America and some college baseball. And there's no other kinds of mud you can use. It's like regulation mud, and it's the exact kind of grittiness and
some
coarseness.
Some guy just like with a hose in his backyard.
No. He harvests it with a bucket.
Oh, of course.
They tried to use tobacco juice and shoe polish and soil from underneath the bleachers, but they were both... they could sort of take off the sheen, but then it would damage, like, the ball's leather. So there was this person named Lena Blackburn. They were a third base coach for the Philadelphia Atlantics, now based in Oakland.
Thank you.
And they basically just found really good mud. And they, in 1938, set out to find good rubbin' mud and then, yeah, went to a secret spot getting buckets and buckets of mud to have it to give to all the Major League Baseballers.
If it's a secret, how do we know they're not blending their own mud?
How do we know they're not cutting the mud with other dirt?
Well, I guess we don't know. They say that they do harvest it from, they've named the river they harvest it from. It's the Delaware River, but they don't know exactly what spot because I guess mud varies. And they said, so they've sold the company. There's a few other people harvesting the mud now. And the guy that currently owns the mud bucket company He's like, if anyone happens to catch me in the act of harvesting mud, I come up with a story to give them a reason I'm putting the mud in a bucket. I've told people I use it in my garden, I use it for my rose bushes, I use it for bee stings and poison ivy and any kind of story. So it's a high-level secret operation, but it only makes about $20,000 a year, so he has to work full-time as well as harvesting.
Oh, my God. That's so much effort to keep a secret.
He just loves the game.
It's like a pretty crucial part of baseball, which is a gigantic sport in America that makes so much money, and every single team buys it and uses it.
How does he only make 20 grand?
I don't know.
Get more buckets.
Up your prices, I guess. But then I guess competitors will come in and harvest mud with buckets. I guess it's $20,000 with pretty much no overheads. You just go and get mud from the
river.
One
weekend a year, you're like, oh, it's time to get mud.
I'm going
to
get some
mud. It's mud weekend.
Because you don't need much. Just get
a bucket per team.
Yeah, I guess.
Huh. Feels like they go through more balls than that.
Yeah, maybe. Than one bucket's worth of balls.
I would imagine you, I'm thinking pool cues.
Yeah.
I go through the Why most amount of chalk.
What?
If I'm talking about like using a texture from the earth to change the texture of a
Is
thing
chalk
I'm using
from
in
the
sport.
Earth? I guess so.
Yeah, it's chalk.
Okay.
Where'd the Crayola part come into it?
That's a crayon. That's not chalk.
Crayola owns chalk as well.
Okay, all right.
You can eat chalk. Chalk's from the earth.
Just because it's from the earth doesn't mean you can
natural.
Eat it.
You can eat natural.
Hemlock's from the earth. You can't eat that.
You can, once.
You can, that's true. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Zoe B.
Zoe, being hot is hard.
Being hot is hard. We're probably going to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, we've got some episodes. We keep having family tragedies.
I keep having a bad time. I did, I'll show you the graphic I made to put in the Instagram.
Perfect. Does it explain how situation?
It just says sad, hot girls are sad.
That's good stuff. Well, really good. What's the Instagram?
Hot Hard Pod.
Hot Hard Pod. Go give that a follow.
We'll let you know
You'll
when it's back.
You'll be updated it's back. And you can see a funny graphic at some point.
At some point.
Explaining the situation.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.